Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Thanks a lot, Pedro, and I won't let you down.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed, undefeated, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for, get this, 27 years and 51 weeks. That's right. Next week, we celebrate our 28th anniversary right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, guess what? Last night, Andre Ward, the world's super middleweight champion, defended that title with a devastating TKO in 10 over current light heavyweight champion. And the difference is the super middleweights are 168, light heavyweights 175. But he lit Chad Dawson up like the White House Christmas tree. You're talking about Andre Ward. And Andre Ward will be here with us today. You can join us on the toll-free phone line, 1-800-878-7529. That's Andre Ward live on Ring Talk today. Give him a call, 1-800-878-7529. Or you can do the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. Well, it was all about four knockdowns. I mean, it was as dominant a performance as I've seen by an elite fighter in a long time over another elite fighter. This wasn't one bum against a great guy. This was two good fighters. One fighter emerged great. That was Andre Ward, still undefeated now, 25-0, 15 KOs, TKO in 10 over Chad Dawson. Lots of other things to talk about, of course. Vitaly Klitschko defending a portion of the WBC heavyweight title yesterday. That and more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
That's what we are around here, one big happy family. Not. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Last night, Chad Dawson with a TKO 10 loss, dropped to 31-2, 17 KOs. Still holds on to the WBC 175-pound title. Of course, Andre Ward now 26-0, 15 KOs. The undercard, well, it was over quick. If you blinked your eye, you might have missed him. Talking about Antonio DeMarco knocking out John Molina in one round. Molina now 24-1, 22 KOs. DeMarco 28-2-1, 20 KOs. Hope I got all those results right. And Ricardo Williams, remember him? In 2000, I featured him. Of course, he was the 2000 Olympic silver medalist. He was signed by Ludabella and HBO for a $1 million contract. A few years later, he was like losing fights to bums. And then he got caught for cocaine trafficking. Now he's like 31 years old, 19-3, 10 KOs. Won a majority nod in six rounds last night after being stopped by Carson Jones. That was last December against Anthony Lenk. Now 14-2, 7 KOs. Scores were 58-56 twice and 57-57. Ricardo Williams, one of the great wastes in boxing talent as far as the last decade is concerned. No question about that. Now we take it from minuses to pluses. We go to the City of Angels and bring in my man, of course, KP, Kevin Perry. And Kevin had to be impressed with Andre Ward last night. He'll be on the show in a few minutes, but he was just superlative last night.
He was sensational. I think he definitely made his mark on the sport, I think, last night. And I don't know if it was the weight that affected Chad Dawson or not, but I think Ward, his performance was it was amazing.
He could have beat a Klitschko last night.
He destroyed Klitschko. He was actually a heavyweight.
I mean, when you watched the Vitaly Klitschko fight yesterday, I mean, good God, he looks old. He looks cumbersome. He looks like a ship with a hull full of leaks. He looks like he's ready to go down like the Titanic. Timber. Anyway, the bottom line is, I think, you know, a fighter with Ward stature. Deontay Wilder was a winner last night as well, and now I think he's 25-0 with 25 stops, so he may be the next ticket that the Klitschkos can't punch, and I really mean that. I'm hoping Wilder does turn out to be a true heavyweight prospect. Of course, he is trained by the greatest amateur in history. I'm talking about 1984 Olympic gold medalist Mark Breland. But no, I mean, from the very start, though, it was all Ward, and Ward showed he was willing to take the risk. He was willing. I talked to you before about this, and my listeners have heard it many, many times over the years, so I'm not trying to be redundant. But greatness in a fighter is something you have to gamble for. You have to take risks. I even heard Larry Merchant mention that last night, that Ward was willing to take risks. He was willing to put it all out there in order to secure a spectacular victory.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that the thing with Ward is, I guess last night, I think possibly he had the right opponent in front of him to look good. Chad Dawson's a very good fighter. I think the fact that he kind of lacks in the mental department, he has lapses in concentration. The fact that the thing with Chad Dawson is he was fighting a lot of old guys. You know, you look at his resume, I mean, he fought Glenn Johnson twice,
Bernard Hopkins.
Johnson is a, you know, Johnson's a good fighter, don't get me wrong. Bernard Hopkins twice. He fought Antonio Tarver twice. Beat all those guys. But the thing is, when you fight a guy who's younger, who's a skilled fighter like Andre Ward, who has speed, I don't think that's something he's used to. And that's the reason why he lost to Jean Pascal, is because Pascal was a guy who, you know, he had a speed advantage. And I think Dawson kind of gets by on being quicker than his opponents.
Being quick,
a guy that's quicker than him, he has a lot of problems.
Being quicker and being left-handed, I think that helps him out a lot.
Who, Ward?
No, as far as, well, Ward's left-handed. Dawson's southpaw as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. He definitely gets by on being left-handed and quicker than the majority of his opponents.
Okay.
And, you know, when you fight old guys, it's, you know, you have less to worry about. You know, they don't throw a lot of punches. You can kind of, you know, pace yourself pretty reasonably against an old guy. Against a young guy, you have to be thinking a lot more and be looking out for those sneaky punches that Ward throws.
Now, Dawson is like 31 years old. Ward is like 28 years old. Dawson, in my opinion, last night, maybe I'm being a little too critical, but he quit like a dog. I could still hear him barking. The referee was imploring him to continue to fight. He didn't want to.
Well, I don't think there was any reason to for him to continue at that point. They weren't fighting for his title. I think he was just content on...
On getting paid?
You know, well, of course. I mean, the bottom line was he wasn't going to win that fight. I mean, he hasn't had a stoppage in, I think, his last five, six, five. I can't remember the last...
2007 or 2008, he stopped a guy in Sacramento, California. Referee John Shirley told me this kid can really punch. And he hasn't knocked anybody out since.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with the way Dawson fights. I think Dawson is the type of person, and I think you said this earlier about fighters taking risks. He has the ability, but he doesn't have the mentality of a fighter. And I think that's the biggest problem with Dawson is, you know, Ward went out there. Ward was out there to do the business. He went out there to dictate the type of fight they're going to be fighting. And I think what was most impressive to me with Ward was he silenced the critics. A lot of the critics said, oh, he's going to hold the head, he's going to headbutt the guy. And I know he's not necessarily a dirty fighter, but he's so effective at that inside game, and it keeps him out of harm's way. That's the kind of style that he can use to win fights without taking any damage.
Okay.
But, I mean, I haven't seen a fighter, I mean, that I can think of in my life, that won a fight that big and only got hit 22 times, I think, according to CompuBox, over 10 rounds.
And you know what?
The defense was amazing.
You can't always count those bean counters doing the CompuBox type of thing anyway, but the bottom line is he won overwhelmingly. It sort of gave you little images or like deja vu of Ray Leonard when Ray Leonard was starting to step into his own. Because, you know, Andre Ward's been slowed by injuries. He was sort of slowed by the Super 6 tournament because he had to take all those fights in a row, and he fought the top guys, and he beat all those guys. And thank you, Bodog.com, because I finally got my bet after 6 months or 6 or 7 months after the tournament was over. They finally paid me off. But the bottom line is Andre Ward, the real deal, the world super middleweight champion. At 175, he licks Tavares Cloud like a stamp, doesn't he?
I guess you get to say that now. I mean, Cloud didn't look all that good against Campillo, and Ward is quicker than Campillo is. He appears to have come into his own as far as punching power. It's just really hard to say. I don't know. I mean, speaking of Tavares Cloud, anyways, Cloud is a puncher. That's the thing that Ward has to fear against him. But as far as boxing skills, I mean, it's not even a contest.
Okay.
But, you know, when you're fighting a puncher, anybody can get knocked out in boxing. So you stick with what your strengths are, and Ward's pretty much got him in every department except for punching power.
Okay, I think Ward could have put up a better fight than Manuel Char. Actually, I thought you could have put up a better fight than Manuel Char, TKO 4 loser to Vitaly Klitschko yesterday. Klitschko looks like he's got a lot of leaks, and Vitaly looked all of 40 or 41 years old, so I think he's about done. And, of course, it's Showtime at the Hard Rock in Vegas. Lucas Mathazzi went to 32-2, 31 KOs. The two losses, very, controversial against O.J. Olusegun, now 30-1, 14 KOs. One-sided fight was finally stopped in round 10. Lucas looks ready for anybody at 140. Is he ready for anybody at 140?
Yeah, I think he definitely, him and Danny Garcia, if Garcia beats Morales again in December, I think they're fighting in a rematch. I have no idea what the point of that rematch is, but I think Morales gets stopped in the rematch. And if him and Garcia fight, that will be an excellent fight because Garcia is kind of one of those young guys that he's getting better with every fight. And Matisse, he's a beast. I mean, he's a big puncher. So, to be honest with you, they're going to dodge him, like the plague. I mean,
you mean like Lara? Like Iris Landy Lara?
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? They have the same promoter, but this is a fight that I don't see them making. I think they're going to go for other fights. I mean, it's possible you could see Garcia fight a couple other easy opponents before they put him in there with Matisse.
You tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Boxing writer extraordinaire Kevin Perry, KP on the line from the City of Angels. Last night, now don't get on me for saying this, but something called Wealth TV. Thomas Adamek, the former light heavyweight champion, went to 47-2, 28 KOs, a TKO on 5 over Travis Walker, who was once a prospect, now 39-7-1, 31 KOs. Wealth TV. Do you have Wealth TV?
I don't even know what Wealth TV is. I don't have it. I don't know anybody that does have it. From what I hear, you can actually watch.
You've got to be wealthy.
Online, wealthtv.com.
All right, but I was thinking maybe you had to have money, like extra money to win. Well, you know, who would want to pay to watch Adamek and Travis Walker to begin with? Okay, we are 6 days away from Julio Cesar Chavez. I think it's like 43-0 in a draw with 32, something like that, KOs. Taking on Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion, 49-2-2, 28 KOs. I expect Sergio Martinez to win this fight. I expect him to do it with ring generalship, speed, and crisp punching. How do you see this fight going?
I'm just going to be logical with this one. I think Martinez beats him. I don't know if he stops him. I think in the first six rounds, it's going to be the biggest decider of who wins the fight. I guess that's kind of obvious, but Chavez Jr. eats too many punches, and I think that's the biggest problem. I don't know if he can sit and stalk the guy for five, six rounds and be as slow as Chavez Jr. is on his feet and not get stopped or not be in such a big hole that you're going to need a knockout to win. So if Chavez can walk through Martinez's punches for five or six rounds and not be busted up and hurt, to the point where he's just way too behind, I just don't feel that he has a shot at winning if it's one-sided after six rounds.
Well, it's going to be one-sided from the national anthems played of both countries. I think the champion is originally from Argentina, so they'll probably play that one first, and then they'll play Chavez's national anthem. When the national anthems are over with, the fight will basically be over with because I don't think this is going to be much of a fight. I think when it boils down to, we have an A-plus fighter or an A fighter going up against a B-minus fighter, if that.
What's the size of the ring, by the way?
It's going to be 20 feet.
20 feet? Yep. Well, if it's a 20-foot ring, I don't think Chavez really has much of a chance in a ring that big. I think Martinez, he's a very smart fighter. He's fast on his feet. Chavez has a problem even against limited fighters closing the distance sometimes. It took him about six rounds or so to get with it against Andy Lee. And Andy Lee isn't much of a fighter when it comes to movement and elusiveness. And Lee isn't very good defensively. So Chavez could take advantage of that. Martinez isn't going to be standing right in front of him and banging with him until about after five or six rounds. If Martinez puts, a paint job on him, he'll stand and trade to get, the big knockout punches in there. So Chavez Jr. is, he kind of looks like lunch meat. next Saturday.
Boy, you're stealing my lines from my column, aren't you, Kevin Perry? Kevin Perry of RinkTalk.com. Always a pleasure, KP. Talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, man. You're
tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide. I want to say hello to Memphis, Tennessee on Sport 56 and, of course, Atlanta, GA and 3WE. You're tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
And again, BJ's just out grappling him as well as out striking him off.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's a mess. And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J!
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it. Gentlemen, it's the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J defends!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We often play as high as 25 cents the game.
Well, that's kind of stiff for me, but I'll take a flyer. Make a million, lose a million.
That's the way it goes.
Ah, the Soap Super Strokeland Band there. Of course, a combination of Tower of Power and Huey Lewis in the News. This portion of Rink Talk Live Worldwide brought to you by Don Pico's Bistro.com. That's right, Don Pico's, the only five-star Mexican restaurant in the entire world, folks. Located at 461 El Camino Real. That's just about three-quarters south, three-quarters of a mile south of Highway 380 right there on El Camino Real in San Bruno. Of course, Don Pico's Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 9. They've got entertainment every night. They've got happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. They've opened up the entire new half of the restaurant about 6 months ago. It's got a full featured bar now. As I say, entertainment. Five nights a week, Tuesday through Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out for lunch or dinner, 461 El Camino Real in San Bruno, California. Of course, you can call Don Pico's for reservations and or catering at 650-589-1163. That's Don Pico's. Catering, Mexican food, you name it. We can do banquets. We can have you there live at the restaurant. We've got live entertainment, happy hour 4 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m., to 9 p.m., 650-589-1163. Don Pico's of San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Well, in the world of USC, of course, the UFC 151 not going down. John Jones refusing to fight Chael Sonnen. Getting a lot of heat this past week from just about everybody, because he's going to take on Vitor Belfort at UFC 152. That's September 22nd from Toronto, Canada. And that card does nothing for me. I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, who wants to watch Vitor Belfort get his butt whooped by John Jones? That's what's going to happen. Vitor Belfort at one point in time was like the prodigy, okay? But that was a long time ago. He's an old man now. Yeah, he's won 7 of his last 8 fights. But, you know, they've been against nondescript opposition and people that I wouldn't be bragging or boasting about. So the bottom line is UFC 152, if I were you, I think I wouldn't buy that one on pay-per-view. I just don't think it's worth it. Want to mention Gilbert Melendez will be in Sacramento, California. Of course, that's September 29th as part of a Strikeforce Showtime card. And speaking of Showtime ratings, Ronda Rousey did fantastic ratings on Showtime a fortnight ago. Of course, her taking apart Sarah Kaufman in, 52, 54 seconds? Her fights are so quick. The USA Today yesterday called her the greatest female fighter in history. I was telling you guys that stuff a long time ago. People were laughing at me, just like they laughed at me. Just like Gary Radnish and those guys, they all laughed at me when I said Andre Ward would win the Olympic gold medal. Then I said he'd win a world title. Ah, you're crazy. Now he's the undisputed world champion. Nobody's talking smack. They're all kissing his butt. They're all dying to get interviews. We'll have him with Andre Ward in just a few minutes. Over the past year, get this, less people watching cable TV. Cable TV has dropped. It's an economic thing for sure, but I think people are getting tired and people are getting hip to the fact that there are internet streams to watch sporting events, to watch movies, to watch fights, you know, wrestling events, you name it. If you know where to look, you can find it on the web somewhere. You really can. Porno, everything. Everything's for free on the internet just about. Unless you get sucked into one of those things where you say they want your credit card. Anytime they want your credit card, back away. It's not a free site. But cable is dropping. The top 10 markets here in the United States when it comes to TV and pay-per-view is New York, Los Angeles, that's number 2. New York's number 1. Number 3 is Chicago. Number 4 is Philadelphia, replacing San Francisco. Number 4 is Philadelphia. Number 5, the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Yeah, they're getting it on. They're starting to really pick up fan base down there. Number 6, the city by the bay, San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose. Number 7 is Boston and Manchester. Number 8, and that's Massachusetts. Number 8 is the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I guess the baseball team doing well there is making that happen. Number 9 is Atlanta, GA. And number 10 is Houston, where we have KILT 650 AM listening to us right now live in Houston, Texas. So TV numbers starting to drop as far as MMA is concerned, as far as boxing is concerned, as far as just TV in general. People are watching less TV. Plus, people are watching specified programming now. It's not like it used to be in the old days. I mean, you've got iTunes. You've got YouTube. You've got Hulu.com. I mean, you can listen to this show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com and the cable radio network, okay, and iTunes as well. So there's all these different internet platforms. There really isn't a place where everybody's gathering at one point in time. A lot of people listen to this show on a delayed broadcast as far as a podcast is concerned, and that's how they spend their week. They listen to all 3 hours of Ring Talk during the week, one day, maybe two the next, maybe two one day. Sometimes you get junkied out, and you're just a boxing and MMA junkie, and you're sitting there at work, and you've got the headphones on, and you listen to Ring Talk straight for 3 hours. Of course, we air each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. We do an hour on boxing and then an hour on mixed martial arts. And then again on Sunday, we do an hour where we combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. Speaking of boxing, coming up in just a couple of minutes, the world super middleweight champion. That's right. SOG, the son of God, the man from Oakland, California. He is the fourth franchise in Oakland. Seriously, he is the franchise that is working in Oakland, that is winning in Oakland. The Raiders don't look that good. The Warriors don't look that good. The A's, eh, they're okay. They're not doing great. But I'm telling you, Andre Ward's on top of the world, the world's super middleweight champion. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. Andre Ward up next, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or do the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Darkest of night with the moon shining red. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Right now, my next guest is the Superfly of boxing. No question about that. The world super middleweight champion last night, punctuated that title with a knockout TKO in 10 after dropping Chad Dawson, the light heavyweight champion, at 175 pounds, who dropped down to 168 to challenge Andre Ward. Dropped him four times, won a TKO in 10. The 2004 Olympic gold medalist, what can I say? A great person, a great husband, a great fighter, a great father, and a great role model. Lots of greats there, lots of accolades. Andre Ward, congratulations.
Pedro, good to be on with you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. How you feeling?
I feel good. I'm a little sore, but that's to be expected coming off of, you know, a fight that lasted 10 rounds. But I feel great, man. I'm happy with the performance. And, you know, what else can I say?
Okay. I explained this to you before, and we've went over this before, but Ray Leonard once told me that in order to become a great fighter versus a good fighter, you've got to take risks. You've got to gamble once in a while. Last night, you looked like you were ready to play some five-card stud as soon as the first bell rang, and you looked like you won every hand.
You know what? I mean, I think that's a perfect assessment because, I mean, when you have a certain skill set, it is easy to kind of lay back and get comfortable winning decisions and not really take that extra risk to get a guy out of there. And really, that's there's no other way around it. You're going to have to, I'm not saying stick your chin out, but you're going to have to take extra risk. You know, let your hands go and basically, you know, fight in the lion's den, so to speak, in order to land the type of shot that you need to land to get a guy out of there or hurt him. And that's what we did last night.
All right, so why the change in strategy then? I mean, you were, I won't say a safety-first fighter, but you were always thinking one step ahead of you. Last night you seemed like throw caution to the wind.
Well, you know what? I mean, I think I was still smart last night. It's just, you know, I knew what I needed to do with Chad. I mean, I've always tried to get my best in every fight, Pedro. I bring it in every fight, but every fight's not going to end like that. So, and I understand that as a fighter, but as I mentioned before, you know, just becoming a great finisher is like the last piece of the puzzle, I think, for me personally, that I'm trying to work on. And you can't really teach that. That's an instinct. That's instinct. You got to be able to smell when it's time to step it up and step it up at the right time in order to get a guy out of there, knock him out, or get a TKO.
Okay, now Chad Dawson's out of the way. The 168-pound division boils down to you and Carl Froch, and you licked him like a stamp when you guys fought. So that's really not a big fight there. It might be a big rematch over in Europe or something like that, but as far as right. American fight fans are concerned, they're going, yes, Carl Froch's an okay fight. You know. So what would you like to do right now? In other words, if you had to pull a name out of a hat, what name would you pull?
Well, you know, I really don't know.
Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you know, just right in front of me, I think the winner of Martinez, Chavez Jr., and more realistically, Chavez Jr., because Martinez has made it clear he's not coming up, and it's not going to be safe for me to go beyond or go below 168. So it would have to be a Chavez Jr. Or somebody like that at the moment, or maybe a move up to 75.
Okay, but all right, now Chavez Jr., Julio, we're talking with Andre Ward, folks, the world super middleweight champion, 168-pound champion. Larry Merchant said on this show just a week ago that he is the second boxer behind the great Floyd Mayweather as far as pound for pound is concerned, as far as American fighters are concerned. Now 26-0, 15 KO, still holder of the WBC and WBA 168-pound titles. Now, you talk Chavez Jr., and because he's a big money fighter. I mean, he's the one that's bringing the pay-per-view butts to this Martinez fight, no question about that. The Mexican-Americans and the Mexican Nationals be turning that pay-per-view crank in both countries. But odds are Martinez is going to win this, right?
I don't know, Pedro. I don't know. I think a lot of people think that Martinez is just going to outbox him and maybe stop him. But, you know, Chavez is a big boy. He's a lot bigger than Martinez. And, you know, I can see this fight going either way. But I'll be in the building Saturday night in Las Vegas.
Okay. When you went to bed the night before last, okay, did you get any sleep the night before the fight? Did you get much sleep?
The night before the fight, I normally sleep. I sleep like a baby because I've hydrated my body. I've gotten everything I need to get back in me, so I feel good. I rarely sleep well the day of the fight. I don't, you know, I more or less just lay around rather than take naps because my mind is constantly working. Going over what I need to do, going over what I need to do, envisioning what I need to do. So, yeah, man, that's kind of how it works. The night before is great, but the day of, man, I'm just kind of amped and ready to go.
Okay. 2004, most of the media, no, take that back, all of the media except myself, thought that you know, you weren't going to be able to win at 178. You were too small to win at 178. Then after a couple of preliminary fights, there were people saying that you weren't going to win the world title, that that wasn't going to happen. Then they said once you got in the tournament, you were going to be exposed at that point in time. Then he ended up winning the Super 6 tournament, of which I finally got my bet on. Bodog finally paid off on that about a month ago. But the bottom line is you've been the underdog as far as all these tournaments are concerned. Now you're a prohibitive favorite over everybody you fight. Where do the metamorphoses take place? When and how?
I don't know. I think like you said, you know, Pedro, it just kind of happens, man. I don't know. That's a great question. When and how? Because in my mind, and I don't know if this is just me playing tricks with myself, but I always feel like that there's something to prove. I just always have that chip on my shoulder. I mean, even in this fight, people told me, 3-1 odds. You're favorite. I don't bet. I don't even know how the odds work. I don't even care about that stuff. I'm oblivious to it, and my mind is always locked in, and always find something that my opponent said or that someone said that's out there that'll make me feel like, wow, okay, they don't think I can do it. So that's kind of my mindset, but that's a tremendous question. That's a great question. I can't answer that.
You know, your performance last night was excellent, no question about that. And then I watched Vitaly Klitschko yesterday struggle to defend the WBA or WBC heavyweight title against Shim Shmo. But the bottom line was, your skill set is probably, like you and Floyd Mayweather are probably leagues away from the rest of the fighters in boxing right now. Where does that put you as far as your ego is concerned? Do you sit back at some point in time and say, damn, I really am a great fighter?
Not me, Pedro. Not me. I'm telling you the honest truth, man. I'm not really impressed with myself like that. You know, and what I mean is even though we did what we did last night, I don't feel that way. I feel like a guy like Floyd Mayweather, I feel like the game comes easy to him. Like he's a guy that can take 2 years off and then come back and, you know, it looks like he took no time off. I don't feel like I'm that guy. I feel like I'm the guy that has to work his tail off to be successful. And I'm not saying that Floyd doesn't, but I just think Floyd has a lot more natural ability and gifts, and I feel like I got to work a lot harder to get to where I'm at. So that's what keeps me in the mind frame of you're not there yet.
8 years removed from the gold medal in Athens, of course, the gold medal winner at 178 pounds. 8 years, you've had your ups and downs. You've had some injuries. You've hurt your knee. You've broken your hand. You've had your trials and tribulations, and yet you're still unbeaten.
Yeah, Pedro, you know, that's really in any sport, man. If you follow sports like I know you do and a lot of other fans do, I mean, that happens, man. Guys have injuries. I mean, I've been abusing my body since I've been 9 years old. I mean, you know, people look at the number, they look at my age and say, oh, you're a young man. But I'm a seasoned 28. I've been at this a long time. So that kind of stuff is just part of it. But overcoming it is the key. And if you can overcome those times, man, I think they make you stronger. And my trials and tribulations in the ring and out of the ring have certainly done that for me.
Couple more questions for Andre Ward. Okay, when was the last time you pushed a car around in a Hayward Shopping Center parking lot?
Not in Hayward, but we pushed it on 24/7. It just didn't make the cut. They didn't show it, but we gave them a glimpse of what we do with the truck on 24/7.
It's a truck. It's a truck. You're pushing a truck.
It's literally a truck in neutral, and I have to move it. I have to move it.
Andre Ward's our guest now. Talk to me about the family. Every time I talk to you, you've got a new addition to the family. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you do. I mean, you obviously, as I said, a great father and a great husband and a great role model, especially for the city of Oakland and African-American youth in general, just youth in general. Forget the ethnic tag for youth in general. Okay. How many kids do you have now, and what was the latest was a boy or a girl?
Man, Pedro, we've been over this before, man. Me and my wife got 4 kids, and we're done. That's it.
Well, you told me that after 2, I think.
We're finished. We're done. We're happy with our family. 4 is a good number, and we're moving forward.
Okay, Andre Ward's our guest. Andre, when do you think you'll fight again? Do you have any idea? Will it be this year? Will it be next year? What's happening?
Well, I definitely feel like we're going to be more busy than you know, we're going to be a lot busier than we have been. So, obviously, rest up, heal, and sit. We'll probably be talking about this sometime next week. So, I'm looking at the next 4 or 5 months for sure.
Okay, last question for you. Saul Alvarez, Canelo, they call him, the WBC 154-pound guy, is taking on Joacito Lopez, a 140-pounder who broke Victor Ortiz's jaw about a month and a half ago. I think this is a big size mismatch, but is Alvarez that green? Is he so green that they're scared to put him in with somebody? Is that what's going on here with Alvarez, Andre?
Yeah, I'm not sure about what his team is thinking, but, you know, I like Lopez a lot. Obviously, a lot of heart, a lot of grit, a lot of determination, but I don't like this fight from the standpoint of the weight differential, especially the night of the fight, because it's going to be significant. And the type of style that Lopez has, it's not like he's a slick boxer where he can maybe neutralize the side. He's coming, you know, it's two Mack trucks coming at each other, and one truck is bigger than the other. So from that standpoint, I don't like it, but I think Lopez has always got a shot with the kind of heart that he possesses. And I don't know what Alvarez's team is trying to do. I know that when you have that strap and you got the kind of buzz and following that he has, you know, you got to be ready to fight everybody.
Okay, you were the headliner, the main event for HBO Championship Boxing last night. That was the first time ever for you. Was that an unusual feeling? Was that something special or what?
You know what, it was really a big deal for me. I mean, the support that I had from the city, I mean, the weigh-in was just unbelievable. I mean, I'd never had something like that here in the city. The exposure that HBO had given me and Chad leading up to this fight was unprecedented in my career up to this point. But it's a fine line that the athlete, the performer, has to walk, and that's not to get caught up in the moment, you know, to kind of stand back and be a spectator. I have to fight to stay in the moment so I don't get caught up. And I think I did a good job of that, you know, leading up to the fight and even the night of the fight. Looking back now that all is said and done, man, I couldn't ask for more.
Okay, here's a question for you. Just came in on email. Billy's sending us from Richmond. Billy, you can't vote in Oakland. Andre, will you run for mayor against Gene Kwan?
Will I do what?
Would you run for mayor against Gene Kwan? Billy from Richmond, California. Billy, you can't. You're not even registered in Richmond. But he's asking you to run for mayor against Gene Kwan.
No, I absolutely not. She would beat me hands down.
No politics. No politics in your future.
Yeah, not against Mayor Kwan, not against anybody.
Nah, not even later, like when boxing days are over. Do you have any ideas of possibly returning to a formal or, you know, being a formal force in the church or something like that? I mean, what do you envision after boxing's over with? Because I'm going to be honest with you, I think you've got about 2.5-3 years left, and Andre Ward's going to say goodbye unbeaten.
Yeah, it's those words make people. May come to be prophetic, you know.
Hey, listen,
I think my plan, Pedro, is probably threefold, man, and I'll keep it real simple.
All right.
You know, I would love to have a headset on and a stick in my hand working for you know, a network one day. I'm serving in my church now, and I would love to do that, you know, in a bigger way once my career is over and I have more time on my hands, and then obviously raising my beautiful family. Those are the things that I really have my eyes set on in the near future.
Great father, great husband, great role model, great fighter. He is Andre Ward, the son of God, of course, of Oakland, California, the world super middleweight champion right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's the Tower of Power. They're from Oakland as well. Wishing Andre Ward. Today is Andre Ward Day. Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you, Pedro. Anytime, bro.
All right, the greatest fan right now, going pound for pound, him and Floyd Mayweather are toe-to-toe. Who's the best? Well, Floyd's getting old. Andre's coming into his prime. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Lenny Williams, only so much oil in the ground. I paid $4.70 for a gallon of gas the other day. In the ground.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No. It's less than $1 a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
A little knowledge is a terrible thing, especially if it's your girl. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Big weekend of boxing, of course. Andre Ward retaining the super middleweight championship with a TKO in 10 over Chad Dawson, the current light heavyweight champion. September 15th, the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Saul Alvarez, unbeaten WBC 154-pound champion, taking on Joacito Lopez, a mismatch if there ever was one. That'll be on Showtime that same night on HBO pay-per-view from the Thomas and Mack Center. That's on the UNLV campus, University of Nevada at Las Vegas, UNLV campus. Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., what's he now, 43-0 with a draw and like in 32 stops, taking on the twice-beaten Sergio Martinez in both those fights. Well, the first fight he lost about 10 or 12 years ago. The second fight he lost to Paul Williams, which he avenged with a vicious one-punch knockout that the referee could have counted to 500, and Paul Williams wouldn't have got up. The bottom line is Martinez and Chavez, 1 week from tonight, on HBO pay-per-view. You can watch it at Ricky's.com. That's on Hesperian Boulevard, Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, on Hesperian Boulevard, just a few blocks off East 14th Street. Look them up at Ricky's.com. Want to thank Don Pico's Bistro, DonPico'sBistro.com, the five-star Mexican restaurant in San Bruno, California, for all the support. And I want to thank you, the Ring Talk family of listeners, and my producer, Scott Cuddy. Until next week, hands up, chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas alive. Oh.